From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will meet with members of the NATO alliance next week following criticism over his initial decision to skip a NATO foreign ministers meeting. State Department officials say Tillerson will meet NATO members March 31st in Brussels. Foreign ministers from NATO countries were originally scheduled to gather in Brussels on April 5th and 6th. It is not clear if the new meeting will replace the April dates. Earlier this week, Tillerson's office said he would not be able to attend the April meeting of the 28-member alliance, raising fears about the U.S. administration's commitment to NATO. The U.S. State Department has asked American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. A series of directives also instructs U.S. diplomatic posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or have been living in Islamic State group-controlled areas. Even if the applicant otherwise qualifies for a visa, those identified as meeting the criteria would require additional security and scrutiny, leading to a possible visa denial. A Syrian monitoring group says at least 16 people have died from airstrikes on a prison in northwestern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday prisoners and staff were killed fleeing. Airstrikes in the rebel-held city of Idlib, and some were shot by prison staff. Idlib is an opposition stronghold where Russian warplanes have been known to carry out strikes in support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. With the fight between Iraqi forces and Islamic State intensifying in the narrow streets of western Mosul, IS fighters are changing their suicide tactics in hopes of causing large numbers of casualties among civilians and troops. IS militants are predominantly using belts laden with explosives to stop enemy advances as fighting is concentrated in alcoves and alleyways where IS is known for using suicide car bombs. In battles on the outskirts of Mosul and more open neighborhoods of the city, IS unleashed waves of vehicles packed with homemade bombs at Iraqi troops. China's state broadcaster is reporting that 8 people died and one is missing after a gold mine accident in central Henan province. 17 people were said to be trapped underground Friday when that accident happened at a gold mine belonging to China National Gold Group. Key lawmakers are again at odds over halting progress in their investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. The latest skirmish, sparked by the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, abrupt cancellation of an open hearing set to feature top former intelligence officials. Word of the change ignited a round of criticism from congressional Democrats who pointed out FBI Director James Comey and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers had already testified this past Monday. During the hearing, Comey confirmed for the first time officials are investigating possible connections between the president and the Team Russia. Hong Kong's next leader will be chosen on Sunday by an election committee stacked with pro-Beijing elites who heed the wishes of China's communist leaders rather than semi-autonomous region's voters. Analysts say that China got involved in the election before the campaign began.
But we've had
Most Hong Kong media is reporting that the former head of Hong Kong civil service is likely to win. A Syrian monitoring group again says that 16 people have died in airstrikes in a prison in northwestern Syria. European Union leaders are starting to arrive in Rome to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the founding of the EU. More than 30 EU leaders are expected to attend the ceremony in the center of Rome, where the treaty signed back on March 25, 1957, brought West Germany, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg together as a common community, paving the way for the formation of the European Union. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.